Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ivan Meisner. He's the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're talking about things that happen to us that we probably ought to think about turning into something positive. Things that, as Ivan says, that seem to be in the way, maybe they should become the way. Ivan, thanks again for being here. Is it IvanMeisner.com also?
Is that your blog? IvanMeisner.com is my blog, and it's all free content up there. Yeah. I think I've got like 1,500 blog entries now.
You need to check that out, folks. Whatever
2007.
Whatever Ivan says is solid gold. Ivan, I think a lot of small business owners realize this, but a lot more of them, I think, when they hit a wall, this is where I was talking about believing in yourself. As I started my business in 89, and I've never looked back, but there have been plenty of times when I hit a wall and I just had to say, okay, what does this mean? I didn't say, okay, this is the end. I said, what does this mean? And I tried to find some meaning
and go around it and see
where the opportunity is.
How can I go around it? So you want to hear another? I'll make it a pretty quick story.
Go
about
ahead.
How I got around something. So in college, I had to take a lab class, and I had taken all the science lab classes I could. And so I was talking to my counselor, and he was actually the chair of the department, and he said, well, you need to take a math lab. I said, oh, I hate math. I mean, I can do math. I just don't, I hired math in the lab. I don't want to do it. He said, well, you have to have it to graduate. So I said, okay, well, I'll get back to you tomorrow. So I went through the catalog, page by page of the catalog, and I found the School of Hotel Restaurant Management had a lab. Class was enology. You know where this is going. The lab, enology is winemaking. The lab.
Oh, wow.
Wine tasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jim, I hated wine. I really did not like wine, but I hated math more. So I went to the professor and I said, hey, look, I could take this lab in the enology class on wine tasting. He said, you can't take that. That's not an acceptable lab. I said, where does it say that? And,
you argued with the teacher.
He said, well, it doesn't say that. This is political science. You can't take that. And I said, show me where I can't. And he says, give me the paper, Myers, and I'll sign it. Get out of here. Now, here's the thing. Wine has become a huge part of my life.
Right.
I love wine.
Right.
I'm actually doing a sommelier certification right now. I don't own a restaurant, but I love wine. I have a cellar that will hold 1,600 bottles.
Wow.
There was something that was in my way in college, and my workaround ended up becoming a major part of my life for the rest of my life.
Right. Well, I've had other things that got in my way in the last 30 years. I've had things that happened. I won't go into all the details, but I've had things that happened that at the time I was devastated about. But because of the course of action I took not to let it defeat me, it turned out to be the best thing it could have possibly happened to me in my life. But here's the thing to remember. If that thing had not gotten in my way, I would not have accomplished what I did from that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The gauntlet hardens your metal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same with my cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
And I used to hear people say this, well, I'm grateful that I got it because I've come out of it and I'm stronger. And I used to hear that and go, oh, yeah, really? Please. But it's true. I'm in a healthier place. I eat much better. I lost 40 pounds because of what I was eating. And if you can take that adversity and learn how to address it, it improves you.
Yeah.
Certainly makes
well,
you stronger.
There's no question about it. And I love that. I love that quote that adversity doesn't create character; it reveals it. And so, folks, if you want to find out, you know, when you hit another obstacle next time, which will probably be today, I'll have one, and you will too, Ivan. We all do. You know, it's not a matter of whether you're going to get one, it's what you're going to do with it. Hey, Ivan, it's always a pleasure. You always make us smarter when you join us. Keep up the good work. We're glad you're well. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're so proud of him. Founder of BNI, Business Network International, the galactic guru of networking. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.